News from campus matters to you.
And me.
And me.
And me.
And us.
So, weekdays at 5pm, URN brings you The Pulse. 1 hour of news stories that matter to you.
And me.
And me.
And
I think they get the point. The Pulse. Weekdays from 5.
Because the BBC don't care about the beer prices in Mooch.
So, welcome to your Thursday edition of The Pulse. You're joined by me, Hermione, Charlie and Matt. We've got a very big news story coming up today, and that is what we will be focusing on. And this is the UCU strikes that are affecting the University of Nottingham and 61 other universities across the country. So what are these strikes all about? So the UCU is University and College Union. So it's the union that a lot of lecturers and seminar tutors are members of. So this is 3 weeks worth of strikes that has started today and will escalate over the 3 weeks, ending in a full 5 days worth of strikes starting on March 12th. So that's obviously the entire working week. So according to the UCU's website, the dispute centres on the University UK's, otherwise known as the UUK's, proposals to end the defined benefit element of the university's superannuation scheme, pension scheme, which gives a guaranteed retirement income to lecturers and university and college workers. So the UK has proposed these changes in order to, what they claim, to overcome a £6.1 billion deficit within this pension scheme. However, the union claims that this would leave a typical lecturer almost £10,000 a year worse off in retirement than under the current setup. And this is, in the past, lots of these lecturers have already taken a 15% cut to their pensions, and so this is on top of that, and it's a proposed 40% further cut. So in total, that's a 55% cut in the pension that they originally signed up to. So the members of the union therefore voted for a strike. So within the recent strike ballot, it was overwhelmingly backed to take industrial action. Overall, 88% of members voted backed the strike, and 93% backed action short of a strike. The turnout in total was 58% of the members. Specifically, from the University of Nottingham, out of 657 voting papers that were returned, 577, so 88.2%, voted in favour of industrial action. So we actually went out to the picket line. There's students and lecturers alike at all the entrances to the university campus with signs and leaflets, and we went out and asked them specifically kind of why they were there, why they were on strike, what they wanted to get out of the strike, what their final aim was, and also whether they had any messages for the student body and what they really wanted the student body to know about these strikes.
Well, I'm here because I support my lecturers. I know that they wouldn't go on strike if they didn't have to. The fact that they're losing up to £10,000 a year in some cases of their pensions is just ridiculous. They were promised these pensions, and that's one of the small perks that they have for working 60, 70 hours a week and only getting paid for 30, 40 hours.
It's an erosion of the pension provision, really. It's been forced upon lecturers. There's been extensive negotiation, but the management haven't moved. So the union has come up with an alternative, and that's just been discarded entirely.
So I'm a lecturer, and I'm here to support my colleagues and also to support myself for looking after myself in the future, really, and just making sure that I have something to live off when I'm in my old age.
I'm supporting the strikes as a PhD student. I think it's incredibly important that we show our solidarity with members of staff who are out on strike over a pensions dispute. I also think there are an awful lot of my colleagues who are PhD students and are employed on casual contracts by agencies to teach at the universities, who aren't able to organise and aren't able to withdraw their labour effectively. So that's why I think it's incredibly important for lots of different members of the university, students and staff, to stand in solidarity in support of each other on strike.
The lecturers have been, they are the bedrock of the university. Without them, the university wouldn't be what it is, and the students wouldn't be receiving the education they are. And I think, yeah, we need to stand in solidarity with the staff who are providing such an excellent education.
I think it's for the future, really. The way that the pension is being changed, it will not be an attractive profession for people to come into, and that eventually will harm students of the future. because the staff will be demoralised, and you want good staff and enthusiastic staff to teach students of the future.
We just want negotiations to be sincere and to just carry on, because there's been kind of some discussions, but really we just want some proper discussions between the union and the vice-chancellors of the universities to try and come to some kind of reasonable balance between the two sides, and they're refusing to do that at the moment, and this is the only option that we have.
Personally, I want the vice-chancellor to break rank with the rest of the vice-chancellors. For example, the University of Warwick, the vice-chancellor has broken rank and said, I do support the lecturers, and I want the university's union to come back to the negotiating table, because they've simply just stopped negotiating, and lecturers at least want the opportunity to get back to the negotiating table and continue those negotiations.
The students need to know that the staff want to get back to work and to teach them. We've been trying to negotiate with the management. They're not listening, and unfortunately it's the only thing we can do in order to make the management start to listen.
Lecturers at the university who I know, and PhD students who take your seminars who I know, thoroughly enjoy teaching you and wouldn't be going on strike without it being a last resort, without it being extremely important for them, and without them taking into consideration your experiences and your education. People believe in the education of people who work at the university believe in the education of young people, and it's extremely important if you can to support your lecturers in their dispute over pensions.
I want the rest of the students to know that lecturers wouldn't be doing this if they had any other choice. This is a last resort for them, and it's not designed as an attack on students. It's not a deliberate block to your education. It's something that's necessary to make sure that they have the retirement that they were promised when they signed up.
Yeah, I think that obviously a lot of people are concerned because it is an effect, and it was a big decision actually for a lot of us to choose to do this. We're not being paid for this strike, so most of us are going to lose most of our wages for this. It's not an easy decision we've made, but we're doing it actually because there's a slow erosion in the standards of their lecturers and all of their staff that support them in their studies, and this is really just very much the kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. Effectively, we just really want to get back to teaching, and the only way that we can do this is to know that we are supported by our vice-chancellors and by the management of universities in doing what we are here to do, which is to teach and to learn, and to be less kind of based on this idea that it's some kind of consumerist, you know, business, when really the business is about learning and teaching, and that's not what we can do effectively in the current system that we're being forced to work in.
That was us just hearing there from people on the picket line from the UCU strikes against the pension cuts here at the University of Nottingham. So that was us just asking them why they were on strike and why they were supporting the picket line, what they wanted to get out of these strikes, and also if they had any messages for the student body and what they really wanted their students to know about the strikes and why it was going ahead. So what I wanted to ask you guys is just your general opinion on this. Do you think there's been lots of talk about students getting compensation? Do you think that's something we should think about? And also, just do you think that students should be on the picket line supporting their lecturers? And do you think we should be boycotting classes, for example, in order to stand in solidarity? Or do you think that is not what should be going ahead?
Well, I think it doesn't really make sense for students to boycott classes, because at the end of the day, you won't get your grade accounted for if you boycott a class, will you? And it's your life.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that.
I also don't think it would impact the university that much if students boycotted, because I know a lot of students that don't go anyway. So yeah. I don't think it would impact the university as much as lecturers boycotting. I think in terms of standing on the picket line, I think that's a brilliant idea. I think students should stand in solidarity and stand there. In fact, I might go down next week and stand there. I think it's very important. And I think it's also important to note that these lecturers aren't being paid for this time, and the tuition that we paid to university is being profited by the VC rather than the lecturers.
Rather than going towards the cause they're striking against. Yeah. I think it was really interesting to hear from the lecturers saying that this isn't what we want to be doing. We want to be teaching you, and that's what we are here for, and we are striking so that we can be supported in our profession. I think that was really interesting for me to hear, was how much this was just a final resort and they really didn't want to do this. And so I think that's why students should be standing in solidarity, because the lecturers are the people who are leading you, and they are, as someone said, kind of the basis of the university, and without them, what would a university be? So I think personally it is very important for students to stand in solidarity. Mm-hmm. However, obviously, if your lecturers are still putting on classes, go and support them in their action. Like, I got told by one of my lecturers, do not cross the picket line, like, think about your actions if you're crossing the picket line. But I think that's very unfair at the end of the day, because the students can't actually do much, and we are still paying £9,000. That is an extortionate amount of money. Mm-hmm. And so if lecturers are choosing to still put on classes, that's for the benefit of our education. I think students should be free and encouraged to go to those rather than being told to boycott the system.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my personal issue with the strike is that basically I pay a hell of a lot of money for this education, will be in crippling debt for the rest of my life, and that people aren't going to be there to teach it to me, and only my education is going to suffer as a result. And I really sympathise with people who call for refunds, because I think it is poor, really.
I understand the refund call. I don't think we can blame the lecturers for that, though. I think it's right that they are striking, because it is unfair. Somebody who's been quite popular on Twitter today, actually, nicknamed Professor Dave, as a professor, and he mentioned that based on this modelling, this pension change will leave the average UK academic £10,000 a year worse off on retirement, an estimated total of £200,000, which is a hell of a lot of money to lose. And it also, he also brings up a really interesting point. Proposed pension changes will put the UK at the bottom of the international pile. An academic career anywhere else in the G7 will be better rewarded. This risks the future of UK universities recruiting the best staff and may damage our world-leading reputation. That's such a good point. People don't think about the future implications of this reduction in pension. It can cause us to lose our academic reputation throughout the world.
Yeah, so I think, Matt, you claiming, well, saying about the £9,000, I think rather than just looking at us as students, it's looking at the future of Britain as a university, having these world-renowned universities. I mean, Oxford and Cambridge, for example, are on strike. And I think so many students come from abroad for our universities. They are well renowned. At Nottingham especially, we have a very large international community, and I think that's what is important, is looking at the future here. We want to encourage the best lecturers to come and teach here, because that means we'll get the most out of our £9,000. We don't want to be paying £9,000 and having people who don't want to be there, aren't being supported, and aren't very good, because as you said, Matt, we are paying ridiculous amounts of money and we're going to be in crippling debt. So I'd quite like the best people to work here if I'm going to be paying much money.
me too. I think it also puts off people who, for example, are in third year, like myself, and are looking at perhaps lecturing as a career. I know a few people on my course and on other courses that were thinking of becoming a lecturer in later life. It might put them off now and may make them go to more research-based jobs instead of lecturing themselves. They might just go into the industry because it pays better, and now the reward of the lecturer pension won't be as attractive as it used to be.
Yeah, I think it's really sad. I was thinking as well, is what would have happened if you were, for example, on a semester abroad in Nottingham? How annoyed would you be if you'd come all this way and you'd picked all these modules to do because they weren't offered at your home university, and then the lecturers are all on strike? So I suppose that's a different perspective to look at it from, is these people who have come to travel here and are really missing out, I suppose. I mean, these strikes are supposed to last right up till the Easter holidays. That's the rest of this term, basically.
Yeah.
And I think that's an issue. So I think that's why it's so important that we do come to some form of agreement. And we heard people talking about this in the interviews around campus, just that's what they really want at the end of the day. They want to go back to the negotiating table because they've been cut off from that. And that's what's really sad, I think, at the end of the day, because they have therefore been forced to go take industrial action, which, as they said, was a last resort. And I think the negotiating table just has to be opened back up, because how else can we move forward, and how else can we stand so proudly, like, with our British universities? How else can we do that without negotiations, I suppose?
I think it's really interesting on the voices that we just heard, somebody mentioned how Warwick University are leading those talks in coming back to the table. I think it's very interesting that a few universities are already coming back to the table, and it's quite encouraging, actually, so showing that, you know, strikes
and vice chancellors leading the way, I suppose, as well.
Yeah, and it'd be really refreshing if Nottingham could be one of those universities, I would say. I also want to mention it isn't just lecturers that are affected. A lot of professional service and administration staff are also affected by this loss of pension, and I think the media is focusing a lot on the lecturers, and I think it's often forgotten that other staff members from the university are also affected, and I think we should stand in solidarity with them as well.
I think what's also interesting is just quickly is looking at the point of PhD students. I mean, we all do humanities here, and so quite a few of our seminars are sometimes led by PhD or research students.
Yeah.
And what is really interesting is, as we heard in the voices, they have been moved to a job organisation called Unitemps. And so that is now where their contracts lie. And through Unitemps contracts, you do not have the right to strike. And what is really interesting is I was told by one of my seminar tutors that he believed that this had happened, and that this is a really recent move, that they'd been moved over to this this outside body, and that this was kind of preempting these strikes, because the UK universities organisation knew that they would be making these changes, and they kind of assumed, I suppose, that they would be met with strikes. And that, I think, is really cheeky at the end of the day by the university, because these people will still be affected, but their right to fight it has been taken away, which I think personally is wrong.
Puts them in a very difficult position, doesn't it? Especially as, you know, we spoke to a few postgrads at the picket lines. It must put them in a very difficult position, because they'll want to show solidarity, because a lot of them will go on to become lecturers,
yeah.
And that's a very hard position. If any of postgrads are listening, we'd absolutely love to hear your opinion.
So we've heard from people on the picket line, PhD students and lecturers alike. And we also went and sent our news correspondent, Bessie F. Grave, to talk to our student union president, Alan, and she asked him some questions about the strikes.
The USS strikes, there has been a lot of students who have been contacting us, so with actually a couple of students coming into our office and going to reception and being pointed out our offices upstairs, so it's been really nice to talk to a few people. There's been occasions where students have come up, which is really lovely, but we'd love it for more students to come up, you know. So,
and it's obviously your first point of call to reassure people to answer questions. And I was going to say, the SU have decided to support the lecturer strike, so why is this? Has the Vice Chancellor responded to the SU on this?
Yeah, so actually, myself and Cassie, the education officer, have been in very close chats with the registrar of the university. They completely understand the SU's point of view. They won't stop us from supporting something that students want. Obviously, it got democratically voted by the officer team, as well as the education reps and faculty reps who are part of this. So They understand our point of view. They're working with us to make sure that students are aware. I mean, I just had a meeting with the Vice Chancellor this morning, and she just wants to reassure students that they won't get affected. Mm-hmm. They're currently having chats with all of the heads of schools to make sure that each department and school understand that this shouldn't have any repercussions to students and their education. But obviously making sure that telling the students that to tell them that it's actually a national problem. It's not only solely the University of Nottingham. It wasn't the Vice Chancellor's idea to be like, nope, okay, we need to do this. No, actually, it was a national thing that occurred. So it's just the way it is, really.
So that was us hearing from our SU president, Alan. And we also went and talked to Tasha Bendel, the Environment and Social Justice Officer, about her opinions on the strikes.
Hi there, I'm Tasha Bendel, and I'm the Students' Union Environment and Social Justice Officer.
Today we're going to be talking about the strike that's been getting a lot of press coverage nationally and also a lot of interest naturally on campus. Why has the Students' Union, in what I believe might be an unprecedented move, decided to openly support lecturers that are striking?
So the Students' Union ran a vote, and it was of the officers and the education network, and we decided democratically to support the strike. Supporting the strike is an important move to go against the marketisation of education, and it's important to show solidarity with staff who are targeted by cuts in the same way that students are.
When you say marketisation of university, what do you mean by that?
So marketisation of university is that students are increasingly being treated like customers. So it's the fact that we're made to feel like because we're paying $9,000 a year that we should be getting our money's worth out of our education. It makes education less of a enriching experience, I guess, and it makes it more grinding and more, it's more like a product that we're buying as opposed to an experience, I guess.
But for those students who find the £9,000 a year to be a massive financial burden, how is the students' union going to make sure that they don't feel like they're missing out on anything through the strike and they don't feel like they're getting their full experience?
So the students' union is trying to educate students on how the strike is part of a bigger problem. The students' union is giving advice to students on how they can kind of still make the most of their education despite the strikes. So there's a lot of emphasis on independent study. There's a lot of emphasis on joining the picket line and making UCU's presence more significant. If the picket line is an overwhelming phenomenon to the university, there's going to be more pressure on them to, you know, to back down on the pension cuts, and that way the strike will be over quicker.
It's independent study, though, not just a way of saying teach yourself.
It is. I mean, the thing with university is there's already a lot of independent study, and also I think that most of the tutors who are on strike tend to be concentrated in subjects that already have more independent study than taught time anyway. So a lot of the arts tutors are going on strike, whereas I think there's less of a tendency for strikes in the sciences.
And will the strike affect marking and examinations?
So on strike days, tutors won't be doing any marking. They won't be replying to emails. As for examinations, the strikes aren't at the moment predicted to coincide with the May-June exam period. But like, obviously, if you feel like the stuff that you're learning at the moment is contributing towards revision, that's something to maybe think about.
What would you say to students who are angry about the strike, who are worried about their grades, especially final year students, and who are worried that they're not going to be able to get a reply to a really important email? What would you like to say to them to make them understand why lecturers are striking? Because I'm assuming they're not striking to punish the students.
Oh no, like a lot of lecturers are really guilty about going on strike. None of them want to be on strike. They want to be teaching, but they've been pushed to do it. Like, up to $10,000 off of pensions each year is a really big deal for them, and they wouldn't be striking if they didn't really have to. I'd say that students should take their anger out on the big decision makers of the situation. So it's not lecturers who are to blame for this, it's Universities UK and their USS scheme. It's the government for cutting education. Like, it's not something that you should resent your tutors over.
Do you think the strike will only be successful if the students unite with the lecturers?
I'd say that students uniting with lecturers is really important to the strike, because if students don't unite with lecturers, then the university and all these big decision makers who are actually responsible can scapegoat lecturers for the strikes. But when students unite with their lecturers, it kind of shows that those tactics aren't going to work, and that we see through it, basically.
And what can students do to show solidarity?
So Thursday morning, there is going to be a big picket line. Oh, it's Thursday the 22nd. There'll be a picket line. But you know, there'll be picket lines on multiple days, so kind of keep track of UCU Nottingham branch to find out how you can join the picket line. And that way you kind of give them a bigger presence, especially when they have press coverage. A big presence is important for that. Also, if joining the physical picket line isn't accessible to you, then you can post about it on social media. You can also write a letter to the Vice Chancellor. Our education officer, Cassie, has some pre-written letters that you can sign and give to her. And that way it just shows, Like, if she receives a lot of letters, it's going to show the volume of students who want her to act on the pension cuts.
What has the Vice Chancellor done so far in response to the strike?
The Vice Chancellor has been, encouraging students to attend university as normal. And that is very unconvincing. A lot of students know that they can't just go to university as normal. It's not going to be the same experience without their lecturers there. I think that she's in talks with UCU quite a bit, but it's like she's not really showing us any sign of maybe budging at the moment. So it's kind of, we need to put more pressure on her with these letters.
So what has her role been in the negotiations?
Her role in the negotiations, I think that Shira West's interests are to, you know, kind of promote the university as a whole, but it's not so much, her interests don't so much lie with the individual lecturers and their time after their job at either university. So I'd say that there's definitely been an oversight in which the the welfare of lecturers after their time at the University of Nottingham isn't being considered as much as it should be.
Yep, so that was us hearing from two SU officers there about the strikes that are going on at the University of Nottingham and 61 other universities across the UK. We've actually had some interesting texts in. Charlie, what are the people saying?
Yeah, so we've had a text in actually kind of disagreeing with the strikes, saying in the private sector, the switch from final salary to direct contribution pension schemes happened years ago. There is no evidence it would damage attraction and retention of staff. In the real world, there's no entitlement culture. And I've got to say, after a little bit of a Google, I found out that final salary schemes are almost extinct now. They're very, very rare. And for lecturers and academics alike to have this scheme at the minute is quite rare. And maybe he makes a good point. Maybe, you know, in the private sector, it hasn't perhaps damaged the attraction retention of staff. Perhaps it might not be as damaging as we thought.
As we first think.
But yeah, we've also had a PhD student message in as we were talking about it, and he's kind of backed up my earlier point. And he says, as staying in academia is becoming less and less attractive, it's a super competitive and difficult career path for what seems like little reward. At least in the field of science, moving to private industry jobs increasingly seems like a more rewarding choice, which is a shame as our teaching standards may slip as talented students are put off the lecture/professorship route. I support the lecturers.
Yeah, so that was, I suppose, some really interesting text. And of course, if you have any opinions, we do love to hear them, and message in at urn1350.net. So what are your guys' kind of opinions on what we've just heard from the SU from the SU candidates, officers.
Officers.
Ah! There we go.
There you go, I found the right word eventually. From the SU officers, so from the president and the environment and social justice officer, and they were talking, I suppose, about going to see them and going to the SU officers if you want to talk to them about the strikes and the effect that it has on you, and also messaging in to the vice chancellor. I don't know if you know of anybody who's done that. One of my friends did, and he said that he actually got a response saying that the email address that he'd sent it to was out of action. So I don't know if that's the
it's
vice
very
chancellor.
Worrying.
Yeah, either he sent it to the wrong address, which could
Let's
have happened,
hope so.
Or that shows that the vice chancellor, it's kind of shut off, and the channel that we are being told to voice our concerns to, which is the vice chancellor, we actually received an email from her explaining the strikes, and we've been told by lecturers to write emails to her and write letters to her expressing our concern. And if that channel has actually been shut off, I think that is very concerning. So do you guys have any opinions about that, I suppose?
Well, I think that's really worrying if it is true, because obviously the vice chancellor needs to be in touch with the voices of students and to make sure that she listens to them and pays attention to us. Ultimately, the students and lecturers are the very people she's there to represent and work for rather than work against. And if she's not in touch with those voices, I think I find that deeply concerning on many levels.
I think it'd be interesting if a number of students did call for refunds, as a lot of people on Twitter are suggesting. Even lecturers are suggesting to email VCs and ask for refunds from the tuition. I'm not sure
A petition signed by 70,000 students about getting refunds. I think it might have been started by the University of Leeds, and so that has like spread across the country. Yeah. And I think, to be fair, that is a valid claim at the end of the day, because it's not like, I remember at primary school having teachers going on strike, it's not like then, because this is the debt that we will be faced with at extortionate interest rates, as well as our maintenance loans accumulating in a very large amount of debt that we're going to be faced with at the end of university. And if we're not being provided with the services that we've signed up to, then I think, yeah, obviously that's something that has to be, that we're allowed to voice our concern about. There was an interesting point about, you're talking about disability.
Yeah, so somebody has tweeted, spare a thought for disability support agency staff on 0 hours contracts who will lose essential earnings because lecturers aren't attending classes. You've got to remember that some people are on 0 hour contracts at university and are losing money along with the lecturers because the lecturers aren't attending classes. And obviously they're not impacted by the pension scheme, especially if they're on 0 hour contracts, but they are still losing money.
So I think that's what's so interesting here, is looking at this from all the different perspectives. Obviously the lecturers are being affected, but we're being affected, these people working on 0 hour contracts are being affected. And I think that's what you have to look at here, is surely the vice chancellors should, and the government I suppose, should be looking at open up negotiations again, because it's not just the lecturers who are being affected here and have the right to go on strike, it's all of these other people. Us, we're being ridiculously affected. I mean, I've got no classes Thursday and Friday. If the strikes carry on next week, I won't have any classes then. And I mean, I'm second year, so not final year, but the
still,
same time,
I mean as a first year, I suppose it's wrong with me to belittle first year, but here comes the bat. It is not quite as influential on the outcome of my degree for these strikes. It just means that tomorrow, for instance, I have to get out of bed a bit later, basically.
I've got to say, as a third year student, it's quite scary.
I can imagine.
I know a lot of my lecturers aren't striking because they're in different unions, and that's great for me, but my dissertation tutor is.
And that's the key.
The dissertation one is the biggest one, and I had to meet with him yesterday because I knew that he was going on strike and that I wouldn't see him for the next month or so. It's very frightening.
I know, for example, the physics department have sent around an email saying that if any content is affected, then it won't be like in the final exam.
Yeah,
which I think that's what we're going to end up seeing happening. I remember this from first year. Someone was ill 1 week, so one topic wasn't covered and it was just taken out of the final exam. But that's not ideal, because that's not what we're here for.
No,
we're not here for stuff to just be taken off a final exam so we can still do well at the end of the day. I don't want that. I'm here to learn. I'm picked this degree because I'm interested in
especially with my course, because we do, I'm an English student and we do different books each week. You know, you may not engage with the first text, but you may be stuck on writing on the first text,
because
even if you want to read the other further
because
text,
because you can't
answer on them, because they won't mark them because they haven't taught them. And that's the scary part. It really restricts what you can write on and how you can get the best grade. And I think in terms of refunds, I think it's a fantastic idea, and I think students should be encouraged to email the VC if they are angry about this. But I also think that it might be a bit unpractical, because some people are affected more than others, and I don't know how you can get an equal
refund. International
students
pay different prices. My friend's from Norway, for example, and he's paying however much, and then if you're on a semester abroad, so you're not paying to this university. But I do think, even if nothing comes of it, I think it shows that the students are aware of what is going on and are aware of what's happening to their lecturers and aware of what these different unions stand for and what is being implemented. And I think they're also aware of the role that the vice chancellor plays, and I think that's really important, because it puts pressure on that. We hear so much about the ridiculous salaries that the vice chancellors get, the fact that we're talking that they're literally profiting from this strike because they're obviously not having to pay their lecturers. And so I think what these petitions for refunds show, and what I think is really important, is that the students are engaged with what is going on around them. And we get so much hate, I think, from the media a lot of the time about the fact that we don't know what's going on and we're just students in our own bubble. And I think it's really important that this shows that we are aware of what is going on around us.
You're listening to The Pulse.
On URN.